Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And we are going to go in depth today about a topic that perhaps makes people kind of question. I don't quite understand it all. And we are so happy to chat it up today with Josh Reavers. He is a volunteer coordinator with Trellis, which formerly was the Metropolitan Area Agency on Aging. And I'm anxious to learn more about Trellis, about Medicare open enrollment, and just about different things underneath that umbrella. How are you today?
I'm doing really well, Mo. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, I'm really excited to chat it up. And for people that don't know about Trellis, I can't say your big long name again, so I will let you do that. But your former name was quite a mouthful. It was known by the acronym MAAA. But what exactly is that, and what is Trellis?
Yeah, so like you said, formerly Metropolitan Area Agency on Aging, we are now Trellis. We are the 7-county metro area agency on aging. So we are designated by the state to help the 7-county metro area. And like I said, there's 7 total in the state of Minnesota, and we are here to really just help anybody in Minnesota, but particularly that 7-county metro area.
Well, it's really a wonderful service, and I don't think people take advantage of it enough.
You know what? I would agree with you. I mean, there's too many people, when I'm out and about, people ask me what I do, how I do it, and too many people say they are unfamiliar with Trellis and the Senior Linkage Line, and that's our partner. We partner with the Senior Linkage Line. They help us do this great work out in our communities in the 7-county metro area. And there's a lot of different things that we can help with. We are information and assistance, so you can call the Senior Linkage Line, 1-800-333-2433. You can get help with your Medicare. You can get help if you're looking for maybe some chore services in your community. You know, maybe you're looking for an elder law attorney. You want to start planning succession planning, things of that nature. We're really kind of the go-to. You call us. We may not have all of the answers, but we will absolutely direct you where you need to go and help you do that.
You know, Josh, I agree with you that I don't think people take advantage of all the services you have. Is there a website perhaps that people could see the full package and kind of play around with that and see what sort of things they might, you know, use you folks to help them with?
Yeah, so you can always go to trellisconnects.org. That is our website. And from there, you can see some of the different things that we do. There's a, you know, there's a program, a big initiative called Juniper Innovations on Aging. They do a great job there, and I think that's a great opportunity for people to learn a little bit more about the work that we do. Again, going to our website, you can always go to the Senior Linkage Lines website, learn a little bit about there. But really, if you're looking for services, right, and we don't do a whole lot of direct service, more again, that information and assistance and getting you to where you need to be. There's a lot of people who end up calling the Senior Linkage Line, and they can be frustrated because they've called many different places and they kind of get the runaround, and we want to stop that. Once you connect with us at the Senior Linkage Line, we want to make sure that you feel comfortable and we get you to where you need to be.
So it's bigger than just Medicare, which is, I know you are going to talk about that today, but really we can call the Senior Linkage Line for, throw out some just crazy things that people can call for.
You know, maybe you're a caregiver and you've got a loved one who needs some extra assistance in their home. I kind of mentioned the chore services, maybe some delivered meals. Again, maybe somebody is looking for an assisted living facility and they're struggling to find one. We have the resources that can help you do that. And we also can help people screen for programs, assistance programs that they might be eligible for. There's a lot of programs that are available to people. And again, there's a lot of people who are unaware of these programs that could potentially help them. So we want to make sure that we screen people for programs and get them the help that they deserve and need.
Well, it's really great. So today, I know we are coming up on Medicare open enrollment season, and that's something you wanted to take some of the mystery out of.
Yes, absolutely. So Medicare can be very complicated. It can create a lot of anxiety. There's lots of ins and outs of that, and we like to kind of be that bridge to help with that. So open enrollment is something that happens October 15th through December 7th every year. And that's really the opportunity for Medicare beneficiaries to look at their current plan and look at the plans for the upcoming year. And, you know, there's some things that are really important that we really need to look at, especially around your medications. You know, if you take medications, the plan that you have this year may have a different tier level for that medication next year, or maybe it's not on the formulary list. Another important thing is your pharmacies. Some plans contract with pharmacies. They have a preferred pharmacy, a standard pharmacy, and the others are out of network. And kind of how it sounds, preferred pharmacies, you're going to get a better pricing. Standard is going to be the next level. And then out of network, you're going to pay full cost for that prescription. So it's really important every year to do your due diligence and make sure that you are paying what you should be paying for your medications and your health plan.
And how can we do that ahead of time?
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways that we can do that. You know, we utilize a website called Medicare.gov for most of our counseling sessions. And believe it or not, I was in there yesterday and I plugged in your zip code 55033 for Hastings. 43 Medicare Advantage plans came up to be available.
Oh, wow.
In your area. So basically, yeah, individuals are to distinguish between 43 different plans and try to figure out, hey, which one could be a good fit for me? Even switching over to standalone Part D drug plans, there's 22 that are available for Medicare beneficiaries in your zip code. So it gets really tricky. And I think what we are really good at is asking those really good questions. You know, what's important to you? Do you have a budget for a monthly premium? Where do you want to go get your prescriptions? You know, all those great questions are going to help us kind of narrow down from that 43 to maybe 2 to 5 plans. And, you know, that's really great help. And then from there, what people can do is they need to make sure that their doctors are in network, especially with these Medicare Advantage plans. If you go out of network, typically you're going to pay more out of pocket for your services. So very important every year to do your due diligence and make sure that you are getting the best pricing for your medication and the best bang for your buck.
Josh, such great information. And that really is something you can walk through with us step by step.
Absolutely. So still in the pandemic, but when the pandemic hit, we have two different types of Medicare counseling. We have in-person, where it's exactly what it sounds. Someone would go to a particular location. We actually have one at the Hastings Area Senior Center. We've got a location there. Basically, what they do is they meet the third Monday of the month from 9 to noon. So we have 3 appointments available there. And Lori does a great job running that program down there. And you guys are very lucky to have that in your area. But like I said, we've got in-person. And then during the pandemic, we didn't do anything in-person. So we were like, Medicare didn't stop, mm-hmm. right? We need to still help people. What we did is we came up with this service and we're calling it Medicare Counseling Phone Appointments. So basically what can happen is you could go to our website, schedule a phone appointment or an in-person appointment. And for the phone appointment, our counselor will make that outbound call to you. And some people were thinking about that might be helpful for would be maybe caregivers who could potentially still be working. And, you know, they call the senior linkage line on their noon hour. And, you know, sometimes there are, you know, some longer wait times, especially during open enrollment. And, you know, maybe their lunch hour is over when they finally get to talk to somebody. A phone appointment is going to be excellent for that individual. Or even maybe somebody who isn't quite comfortable going out in public yet, right? I mean, we know that some people are not comfortable with moving and shaking out in the communities yet, and this is a nice alternative for them where they don't have to go meet somebody in person.
And again, we can call the senior linkage line for this information?
Yep, so you can call the senior linkage line Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30. The individuals there and the counselors and specialists will help you with that type of work. But, you know, if you prefer to meet with somebody in person and kind of sit down and maybe look at the same material, an in-person Medicare counseling session is going to be a great fit for you. And again, we do have that phone appointment as well, where you can go directly to our website to sign up. Even specialists on the phone can help somebody get one of those appointments.
Can you give the Senior Linkage Line phone number again, please?
Yes, it's 1-800-333-2433.
Just when you said you Googled our zip code and came up with all those different choices, I was just overwhelmed with you saying it, and I'm not even somebody that's trying to weed through this. So you can see how this would be very daunting to people if they didn't have a service like this.
Absolutely. I mean, I kind of joke a little bit. It's almost just as bad as going to buy a car these days, all the different options that you have to choose from. But really, I think it's, you know, what sets us apart from other entities and even brokers for that matter is that we look at all plans. We're not associated with any health plan carrier. We don't have technically any skin in the game. We don't get a compensation. Our goal is to help you find a plan that's going to fit your needs best for the upcoming year. It's already hard enough where we kind of have to try to predict what's going to happen to us in the year, but our counselors are really good at asking those good questions and then listening and trying to help the individual figure out what's going to be best for them.
I think you hit the nail on the head. That is a really big distinguishing factor with you, is that you are not representing any certain plan of those 40 some that we are eligible for here in Hastings. You really are just looking at each individual person to see what is the best plan for them. As far as other presentations that you offer, do you have some more you wanted to chat with us about?
Yeah, so besides the two Medicare counseling, again, we've got the in-person and the phone appointments. You can absolutely access that from our website, trellisconnects.org/get-help/Medicare. We also offer presentations. We have 5 presentations. And again, kind of during when the pandemic hit, we couldn't do any in-person work. So we were, okay, how do we do this? We need to get to individuals to inform them about this. So we currently have, like I said, 5 presentations. We do them in person now, and we also still do them virtually via Zoom. The first one we have here is healthcare directives. And that's basically where you can learn how to create your own healthcare directive. And then you can ensure your wants and desires are going to be met if you are unable to make those decisions. So basically, a healthcare directive is going to be a document that is going to be utilized when you are no longer able to make those decisions on your own. You're going to designate somebody else to help fulfill your desires when that time comes. Not to be confused with a power of attorney document. That does happen from time to time. You know, I'll use myself as an example. Before I started working with the Senior Linkage Line, I didn't have a healthcare directive. I didn't really realize how important it really was to have one. I've got a family, and I want to make sure that our wants and desires are fulfilled if the unfortunate happened where I'm not able to make those decisions on my own. So I think it's very important to have these things put in place, because basically if we don't, then, you know, like my wants and desires might not happen. So if you're adamant about that, I think it's a great idea for you to get a healthcare directive or at least attend one of these presentations, and you can learn a little bit more how one of these could help you and your family. Another big one that we have is Medicare 101. Basically what that is where you're going to learn about Medicare Parts A, B, C, and D, and then the additional insurance options. We kind of discussed a little bit before, you know, in your area, there's 43 Medicare Advantage plans for 2022 available. Mm. If you're new to Medicare, there's a few other options, something what we call a Medigap policy. So you have even more options if you're new to Medicare. But this is really where we'll help you understand the enrollment process and options that affect personal costs. And I think that's really the highlight there, affecting personal costs. And for me, when I'm counseling people, I love it when I can save people money. That just really fills my bucket. So yeah, Medicare 101 is going to be kind of a great introductory to Medicare for anybody that's either, you know, getting close to being eligible for Medicare, or maybe has had Medicare for a while and still, you know, maybe hasn't got a good grasp of the different parts of Medicare. Another one we've got is healthcare fraud. I love this one. Basically, you're learning how to detect fraud and educate yourself around the current scams. There's a lot going on right now in fraud and different scams using technology, phone calls, things of that nature. They're becoming more advanced. I'll use my personal life as an example here. My grandmother received a phone call, this was a couple years ago, received a phone call from a scammer, acted like it was my cousin, and knew a lot of information that you wouldn't think other people would know, but somehow they obtained that. And long story short, my grandma actually ended up mailing them some money. And these are kind of the ways that these scammers are able to access some of her information. And this is an excellent, and I'm going to repeat that, an excellent presentation for people, because it helps them become more aware of what's kind of going around them. And, you know, just some triggers that you can, red flags that you can hear or see and know that, hey, this doesn't seem right. I need to kind of stop this call and end it right now, kind of a thing. We also have another presentation, which basically it's called Senior Linkage Line, who we are and what we do. So that's just a nice presentation to learn a little bit more about, again, who we are and what we do, kind of going into a little bit deeper into the nitty-gritty of how can we help people, how can you utilize us? When would you maybe utilize us? Things of that nature. And then the last one here, we do this during open enrollment every year, is the annual Medicare update. And basically what that presentation is, it's going to kind of go over some of the different changes with Medicare. Every year there's a few different changes. We can go back a couple years. We had a lot of changes around cost plans ending in certain counties. So that was a huge topic. But really anything that's going to be new to Medicare or any changes, that presentation is going to be a great one for people to get into and learn and listen. You can find all of these at our website, trellisconnects.org.
As a volunteer coordinator, do you need volunteers ever? Tell us about some opportunities you might have.
Absolutely. We love our volunteers. We've got a great group of people helping us do this great work out into the communities and in our office as well. You know, I talked about the Medicare counseling, so we're always looking for volunteers who are interested in learning about that Medicare and counseling other individuals, whether it be in their community or in other communities. So we've got the option of the phone appointments, where it's a phone appointment. You're actually sitting in your home, nice and comfortable, right? And then the other ones where you're going out and doing that in-person work. So that's a big bulk of our work. We also have volunteers who are doing presentations, the five that I talked about just a little bit ago. A lot of our volunteers are out either doing that in person in different communities, as well as doing them virtually via Zoom. We have a pensions rights department at Trellis, and we have a couple of volunteers who are in there. We've got one who is doing kind of, you know, some clerical work, data entry. We've got another volunteer who is an attorney doing some pro bono work. We've got special projects. That's another one that I don't think I talk enough about, is every once in a while we will have special projects that come up where we want to reach certain people. We'll have big mailings that we want to do, so we're always looking for help around there. Again, the administrative tasks, that data entry, that mailing. And we also are looking for volunteers to help out in the communities with tabling events, maybe going to a fair, especially during the summer months. We like to go to fairs. We like to go to conferences, community gatherings, things like that. We show our presence, let people know who Senior Linkage Line is, who Trellis is. And the last thing that I want to put in here is we kind of started this during the pandemic. And we have an ambassador role. And I love this role because it's entirely up to the volunteer. You can do as much or as little that works with your schedule. And really what an ambassador is spreading the great word of the Senior Linkage Line and Trellis. Again, how we can help people. I don't think we can have too many ambassadors. You know, there's a lot of people who are going out to different events, different groups, things like that, you know, your networks. And again, sharing our information and getting that word out to people is only going to be helpful.
You will train these volunteers, I would assume?
Absolutely. So training is very important. Obviously, with the Medicare training, everybody's different, right? But we have definitely stepped up our game utilizing technology and being innovative with the way that we do our work. So with the Medicare counseling, there absolutely is going to be some checklists that we've got to go across and train on and make sure that the volunteer feels good and comfortable before we send them out into the community to counsel somebody. But again, that's kind of why I mentioned that ambassador role. There's some training there, but it's not as much. Traditionally, a lot of our volunteers have had to go through a lot of training, where this ambassador role is just, it's a nice change of pace for us.
Josh, thank you so much for this information and for all you do at Trellis. And again, the Senior Linkage Line is 1-800-333-2433. If any of these topics really piqued your interest, give them a call or else go online to trellisconnects.org. Our guest today was Josh Reavers. He's a volunteer coordinator with Trellis, and we thank him for his time. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.